أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters. We're with you with another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, the 28th chapter of the Holy Quran, and the different commentary points regarding these verses. Now, before we begin, let's listen to the verses we're going to discuss.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ.
Indeed, O Muhammad, you do not guide whom you like, but Allah guides whom He wills, and He is most knowing of the rightly guided.
So, in the previous episode, dear listeners, we mentioned the fact that this verse is talking about the Divine Prophet's duty. It says that his duty, the Prophet's duty, is conveying the message of Allah to the people. His duty is showing people the way, nothing more. So, who is decided to be guided? Who is decided to be misguided? Of course, first and foremost, it is chosen by the people themselves, but the Almighty Allah knows those people who are eligible to be accepting faith, actually, and those people who are not ready, those people who are still dark-hearted evildoers. Those are the enemies of faith, and for them, the torch of success will not be lit. They will not be able to use the torch of success in their way. That's what the Almighty Allah says. So, as we concluded in the previous episode, we mentioned that the purpose of guidance, as it can be seen, is not the showing the way, because showing the way is the main job of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he will of course do it to each and every human being. But the purpose of guidance is to reach the destination and remittance to that which is sought. So this is only the job of Allah, that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, spreads this faith in the hearts of the people who are ready, and His deed is not done undue. So this verse, as it can be seen, is a kind of console for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he regards this fact that neither the persistence of a group of idolaters of Mecca upon polytheism is undue, nor the sincere faith of the people of Ethiopia or Najran and the like in becoming Muslim. No, this verse is a console for the Prophet, and it says that none of these are undue. So, the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, should never be worried of the disbelief of the first group, because this divine light is not just created to go into the non-receptive hearts, because it will arrive and it will erect camp in the receptive hearts only.
إنك لا تهدي من أحببت ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وهو
So, dear listeners, this verse, as it can be seen, shows the fact that the job of the actually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just showing the right way and conveying the message of Allah. And the Prophet should not be worried of the disbelief of some groups of people. There are many examples of such meaning found in the verses of the Holy Quran. For example, elsewhere in the Holy Quran in chapter Baqarah, we read that it is not upon you to guide them, but Allah guides aright whomever He wills. The content of which is actually the same to the verse under discussion. Or in Surah Yunus, the 43rd verse says, "And some of them look at you, but can you guide the blind even though they will not see inwardly?" Also in Surah Ibrahim, in the verse number 4, it says, "And then Allah leads astray whom He pleases and guides him who He pleases. And He is the mighty, the wise." So this is an important point. This is very important. And actually, the interesting thing for me is that the last sentence of the verse under discussion shows that the will of the Almighty Allah concerning these two groups is not undue, but it is according to His wisdom and upon the competencies, upon the activities, upon the efforts of the people. It is not upon actually just people being ready or not. Of course, that prepares the ground, but there are many different other factors involving in this case. It is only upon this basis that Allah gives the success of guidance to a group and negates it in another group. So now we can pay attention to this fact, that the content of this verse, whatever it is a consolation for the Prophet ﷺ, and it has been repeated in other verses of the Holy Quran with rather different statements, with different actually meanings, with different words and phrases, and we have examples of this meaning in the Holy Quran. We are not yet done with this verse, dear listeners. We will be back in the next episodes discussing the contents of this 56th verse more, inshallah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.